My dear King Bali Maharaj donated all his possessions to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vamana, but one should certainly not conclude that he achieved this great worldly opulence in Vila Svarga as a result of his charitable disposition. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the source of life for all living entities and lives within everyone as their friendly super soul, and under his direction, living entity enjoys or suffers in the material world. Greatly appreciating the transcendental qualities of the Lord, Bali Maharaj offered everything at his lotus feet. His purpose, however, was not to gain anything material, but to become a pure devotee. For a pure devotee, the door of liberation is automatically open. Do not think that Bali Maharaj was given so much material opulence merely because of his charity. When one becomes a pure devotee in love, he may also be blessed with a good material position by the will of the Supreme Lord. However, one should not mistakenly think the material opulence of a devotee is the result of his devotional service. The real result of devotional service is the awakening of pure love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which continues under all circumstances. If one is embarrassed by hunger, or falls down or stumbles, or who falls down and stumbles, chants the holy name of the Lord even once, willingly or unwillingly, he is immediately freed from the reactions of his past deeds. Paramis, entangled in material activities, face many difficulties in the practice of mystic yoga and other endeavors to achieve that same freedom. Purport is not the fact that one has to offer his material possessions to the Supreme Personality of God and be liberated before he can engage in devotional service. A devotee automatically attains liberation without separate endeavors. Vayu Maharaj did not give back all his material possessions merely because of his charity to the Lord. One who becomes a devotee free from material desires and motives regards all opportunities, both material and spiritual, as benedictions from the Lord. And in this way, his service to the Lord is never hampered. Bhakti, material enjoyment, and mukti, liberation, are only byproducts of devotional service. A devotee need not work separately to attain mukti. Srila Bhagavan Thakur said, mukti svayam mukulitanjili anjali sevate sman. A pure devotee, the Lord does not have to endeavor separately for mukti, because mukti is always ready to serve him. In this regard, Chaitanya Charitamrita describes Haridas Thakur's confirmation of the effect of chanting the holy name of the Lord. Keha bole nam vaite nahoe papchai. Keha bole nam vaite jikara mokshahai. Some say that by chanting the holy name of the Lord, one is freed from all reactions of sinful life. And others say by chanting the holy name of the Lord, one gains liberation from material bondage. Haridas taught him, Namaya Aidwi fall nigh, Namaya Pali, Krishna Pali, Prema Upajai. Haridas Thakurvarva says the desired result of chanting the holy name of the Lord is not that one is liberated from material bondage or freed from the reactions of sinful life. The actual result of chanting the holy name of the Lord is that one awakens his dormant Krishna consciousness as willing service to the Lord. Anoshanki fall Namaya Mukti Papa Nas Tahar Drishtanta Chaichik Surya Prakash. Haridas Thakur said that liberation and freedom from the reaction of sinful activities are only byproducts of chanting the holy name of the Lord. If one chants the holy name of the Lord purely, he attains the platform of loving service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this regard, Haridas Thakur gives an example comparing the holy name to sunshine. A sloka artha unko panditargan savika e tumikaha artha varan. He placed a verse before all the learned scholars present, with the learned scholars asking to state their purport of the verse. Haridas taught in Jai Che Surya Udai, Udai Na Vaite Aramba Tamaya Hoy Koy. Haridas Thakur said that as the sun begins to rise and dissipates the darkness of night, even before the sunshine is visible, Chora Kumkreta Raksha Sadir Hoy. Hoy Nas Udai Vale Dharma Karma Adi. Before the sunrise even takes place, the light of dawn destroys the fear of the danger of night, such as disturbance of thieves, ghosts, and rakshasas. And when the sunshine actually appears, one engages in his duties. Aiche prema doya rambe papa papa dear kai udoy koile krishna kore hoy prema doy. Similarly, even before one's chanting the holy name is pure, one is free from all sinful reactions. When he chants purely, he becomes a lover of Krishna. Mukti tuche pal hoy namabas hoyte. Jai mukti vakta na loy se Krishna chakite. A devotee never accepts mukti, even if Krishna offers it. Mukti, freedom from all sinful reactions, is obtained even by namabas. Our lips the light of the holy name before its full light is perfectly visible. The namabas stage is between that of namaparada, chanting the holy name of offenses, and pure chanting. There are three stages in chanting the holy name of the Lord. The first stage, one commits 10 kinds of offenses while chanting, and the next stage, namabas. The offenses have almost stopped, and one is coming to the platform of pure chanting. The third stage, one chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra without offenses. His dormant love for Krishna awakens. This is the perfection. So here in relation to
Vitala,
there is the description of Bali, who resides there, along with Vamana Deva and Prahlad. So, taking an opportunity, there is a description of the devotion of Bali. So Bali got that place of enjoyment not because of charity or punya, but as a side effect of his bhakti. And of course, generally the devotees do not accept these side effects like bhakti and mukti because they can be unfavorable. However, sometimes the Lord insists, as he did in the case of Dhruva as well. So therefore, the devotee takes these things for the service of the Supreme Lord. So, in relation to that, here is a glorification of bhakti, and particularly a glorification of the name of the Lord. So, just chanting the name of the Lord, even inattentively, gives great results. So whatever results one can get by doing charity works, etc., one can get by chanting the holy name. And whatever results one can get by performing jnana and yoga, as liberation, also are attained by inattentively chanting the name of the Lord. So that is mentioned here, that if one is, falls down and chants the name of the Lord, or in hunger chants the name of the Lord inattentively, even that is enough to create all these different effects. So therefore Prabhupada here comments on the power of the holy name to destroy sin or karma, and consequently to produce liberation. So that is achieved by namavas, that is, it's accidental chanting when one falls down, etc. So normally that doesn't look possible, because we see that yogis or jnanis will strive for births to get liberation. And when accidentally chants the name of the Lord, one gets liberation. So it does not look possible. And so therefore when Haridas Thakur said this, some people in the audience said, oh, how can that be true? Not possible. Yet Haridas Thakur maintained this is the scripture. And of course we have examples like Ajamil, who chanted the name of Narayan because it was the name of his son, and he was freed from all of his karmas. So not only is it a scriptural statement, but also we have examples of scripture itself. So this accidental chanting is called namavas, which means it's not the name manifesting its full power. Just as the sun that is behind the clouds does not manifest all of its light or its energy or its heat. So, similarly, if one chants accidentally without devotion, that is called namavas, as in the case of Ajamil, or falling down or whatever. The other form of namavas, of course, is intentional chanting. Not accidental chanting, but intentional chanting. But when we have lack of knowledge or ignorance, and we have some material desires or desires for liberation, it's also called namavas. So in either case, these types of liberation will destroy all karmas and give us liberation. Though we chant with namavas, still we get liberation or all material benefits, etc. So the example here is given of Haridas, when Haridas Thakur says, like the rising of the sun. So before the sun rises, there is some light. It's not as light as after the sun rises, but there's still some light there. So this is like the namavas stage. So that light is sufficient that it drives away the darkness, and therefore the thieves disappear, etc., and the owls disappear, dangers disappear. So this is similar to saying that by Namavas, all karmas are destroyed and one can get liberation. So even before the sun rises, we get the light. So even before pure chanting, we get the effects. Of course, this is not the effect that the devotee wants. So then the sun rises and we have the full intensity of the sun manifest. So if we also follow a certain process, we go from namavas to pure chanting. So it is with the pure chanting that we will get prema, which is the desired result. If we only have namavas, then we don't get prema. So it is like the sun before it rises, more or less. So if one stays in namavas, it is simply like that stage. It is enough light to get rid of the darkness, but not enough light to see everything absolutely clearly and get the full benefits. So, therefore, the devotees strive for pure chanting of the name rather than namavas. Or, in the case of the people that chant accidentally, then eventually they should come to the stage of intentionally chanting. In either case, those persons must get rid of the namavas and come to the stage of pure chanting. And the way they will do that is to remove the coverings or the blockage or obstacles in the form of ignorance. So they remove that ignorance by knowledge. Where does knowledge come from? It comes from the scriptures, it comes from the devotees of the Lord. So the person must get clear knowledge of the Lord, his name, material energy, jiva, process of bhakti, and goal of bhakti. If he gets that knowledge, then he can begin to chant properly. And consequently, he will give up desires for material things, desires for liberation, etc., because he understands the nature of pure bhakti. So, with the association of devotees and knowledge of the scriptures, then he can come to the stage of pure chanting. And in pure chanting, then he's entitled to prema. So that is like the sun shining fully after it has risen in the sky. So that is the effect of chanting the name of the Lord. Of course, the same can be applied to any process of bhakti that we do. It can be a vas or it can be pure. And that if it's a vas, then it's covered by different types of ignorance, etc. Then when we get proper knowledge, etc., then it can become pure bhakti. So in any case, it is only that pure type of bhakti or pure chanting which will lead to prema, not the covered type of chanting, namavas or bhakti avas. However, the name is selected because it is the most powerful means. And it is also a means which does not require qualification. So, Achamino can accidentally chant the name. He's going to accidentally do Archana. He's not qualified. So, he can't do that accidentally. And if he does it intentionally, then he has to be qualified for that also. Not so with the name. You can accidentally chant the name. And even if it's not accidental, without knowledge, you can chant also. So, some processes of bhakti require some qualification first before executing. The case of the name is not so. So accidentally, even without faith, it has effect. And if we chant with faith, either without knowledge or with knowledge, it also has effect. But it's preferable that we come to the stage of pure chanting and pure bhakti. So the name, therefore, is the most flexible and most powerful process of spiritual advancement. So, therefore, in the case of your Bali Maharaj situated in the lower planetary systems with all that enjoyment, we should not think that he is enjoying in any way. Why is he there? He's there because the Lord is also there. Vamanadeva is also there serving as his doorkeeper. So he gets the association of the Lord in that particular position. So his joy does not come from all the material benefits he gets there, but rather from his association with the Supreme Lord. So normally people don't get that association with the Lord, nor does the Lord become their doorkeeper. But Bali Maharaj, by his great devotion of Vamanavedana, got this benediction from the Lord, where the Lord serves the devotee. So it is because of his devotion, not because of punyas or anything like that.
In
still they got the advantage. Ajamil didn't know the meaning. It's the name is Narayan, his son is Narayan, not because of Vishnu. That's all.
So it means that a lot of people
get Nama
Mahavishnu.
Anyway, the name, even if it's in two words separate, the last syllable of one word and the first syllable of another word, even then it has effect.
Jai. 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 J